There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
That's right. B. Arthur is taking pity on us because it's just the two of us. Yes. You are listening to us in living color today.
Living color.
That's right. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to hour two of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Right here on My Talk, everything entertainment, everything Technicolor. I'm Jace. Woo-hoo. With Lex. Holly will be back with us tomorrow. It's Tuesday, March 14th. What was it, Lex, yesterday?
Okay, thank you. You're having a moment, too.
Yeah, what? I heard part of this.
Yes. Oh, this was so cute. Holly said that, you know, she'll, you know, My Talkers will call in. And someone called in and whose son listens all the time. So, hey, boy, hey.
Hey, boy, hey.
He wanted to know if we were in color that day because we didn't mention it right away. How cute is that?
Because sometimes we're in lively black and white, yeah. You know? So it just depends on if we have the money that day from B. Arthur, because when we're feeling Poe, we play this.
The following very, very special program is brought to you in lively black and white on NBC.
But today we're in lively color. We do have the money today for full color. So
yes.
Thank you. That's cute as hell. I love that.
It is.
And it also goes to, it's a mystery to me. You can never really predict what people pick up on or what people, the weird little things that we do, what people kind of gravitate toward or latch onto. Like, there are people, we'll get the occasional email of the folks that miss the coffee song at the beginning.
Oh,
or
yes.
You know what I mean? And because that's so, like, it's just a term, like a throwaway. It really didn't mean anything. But the things that people really like, you can never really, my point is, you can't predict. If you could, then you would have a perfect show every day. But to that little boy, we're glad you enjoy that. And yes. We are in color today.
We are in color. Woo-hoo! Yeah. And it's funny, the questions people ask, too, sometimes. Like, now I'm preparing myself for wanting to see my nail beds after the story that we shared last hour.
Yep. Julia.
Which just baffled Julia.
Yeah, Julia, we were all together last night. We're working. We can't say much, but we're working with a local company on a fun collaboration that you'll hear about in short time. But Julia was sitting across from us and looked at Alexis's hand. And how did she say it, Lex?
She was just like, wow, your nail beds are small. Like, I've heard that before. Yes. No, I'm just kidding.
She's like,
look at yours compared to mine. Wow. I was like, you have a lot more surface area to paint.
Mm-hmm. And I've looked at Alexis's hands many, 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 many times over the years. I just never have given it a second thought. But you know what? Lex, let me take this one step further before we move on.
Sure.
You know what I think made it worse? I don't want to use the word worse, but I think what made it more obvious is your nails and your nails weren't done.
Yeah. I polish them again. Yes. Yeah.
The surface area.
I had a peach color on, so it looked kind of fleshy color.
Yes.
Versus so my normal brighter boulder.
And the whole surface area being covered. Right. You had like a little bit of polish on just a part of your nail. Right. So I think that's why it also appeared.
That's a good point, Jace.
Yes. That it appeared smaller than what it is really in life, but Julia.
For the longest time, do you remember how did this go? We'd start the show and you'd say hi four, Alexis, or you'd give me a high three.
Oh, four-fingered,
four-fingered high five.
Yes.
Something like
I don't know
that.
How I said to you, four-fingered Alexis Thompson or something.
But I'll never forget. Was it a Pride?
Yeah, I think it was
a
Pride.
It must have been. Either we were walking around or we had a booth that year.
Fair. Yeah.
Yeah, or the fear. And someone was like, oh, what happened to your finger? I'm like, what do you mean? I didn't even realize. Oh, yeah. Jesus, high four.
High four. Oh, that's what it was. I would say high four. But then I would say, I think I did say four-fingered Alexis Thompson.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
Or they want to see your shoes, your rainbow shoes.
My rainbow shoes, yeah.
You're right. It's just really fun and just so cool that, you know, my talkers even care.
That, yeah, you pick up on those little odd things. But, yeah, and by the way, Lex has all of her digits, all of her phalanges.
Yep, currently so. Do.
I mean, small nail beds, but she has all of her phalanges.
Right. It's just funny of all the things to just, like, blurt out.
Yeah.
But that's why we love Julia.
That's why we love Julia. That's why when she said
it.
Again, we were at this thing yesterday with 80% of the on-air staff. And Julia, we were lucky to sit across from Julia. And she just, God, she cracks me up. Talking plastic surgery and then nail beds. And then
getting older and all the things to be prepared for.
It was just funny. Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan, oh, okay. I didn't look this up.
Yeah.
Because, well, let's be shocked, I guess.
Yeah.
His last day is.
I was a little surprised. So I guess at the Oscars, they're on the red carpet. And Ryan revealed that his last day on Live with Kelly Lee and Ryan Lee will be Friday, April 14th.
Oh, wow.
Girl, he is out of there.
Wow. Do you think maybe for him, because he's had this conversation for months and months now?
Probably.
And the other thing is that they already have, you know, Mark Consuelos. They know which direction they're going in.
Yes.
So maybe it's just, ASAP.
Yeah, all they have to do is change the mugs.
Yeah.
Change the signage. Make a new open. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then boom.
That's all you need, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're a network show like that, even though Kelly jokes that it's like a local show, that they don't have the staff that other big shows have. But yeah, their graphics team right now, they've probably been working on this for, since Ryan announced. So yeah, that's plenty of time for them to turn this around.
But you're right, though. Usually, like, it's a long goodbye,
right? Oh, it's a long,
girl. They give, like, a two-year notice or something.
Yeah. But this was about a month and a half from the announcement to when it's going to have probably 2 months. He's gone.
Yeah.
That is the only, I got to tell you, that is still the thing.
Does it feel weird?
I don't think there's any hanky panky. I really don't. I don't subscribe to, I wondered for about 24 hours. I don't think there's anything hinky in the water. But I still find it odd that the announcement came basically three quarters of the way through the season. Mm. You know what I mean, Lex? I mean, because knowing a little something about this, these situations, sometimes an announcement like this would come at the beginning of a season or at the conclusion. It was just very odd.
When does the season end now?
TV seasons run September through May.
Through May. So even leaving April 14th feels kind of weird. You're right.
It just, that is the only thing
that... You want that end to be the goodbye, maybe.
Yeah.
Huh.
Now, look, Ryan is probably dealing with the American Idol schedule.
Yeah.
So that's probably why it won't completely continue through May. And also, Live wants to take... Now, this is smart on Gelman's part. I think Live wants to take advantage of the curiosity aspect with Mark
to punch
up their May, because May is a ratings period.
Yes.
So they want to punch up May. So it's actually probably smart.
April, now, a couple weeks, you know, to teeter-totter a little bit. Although he does the show with her. He's very good.
He is.
Of course,
they've
got the chemistry.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't know.
A smooth train.
When we come back... Seaweed Blob with Alexis Thompson.
I'm
next.
Scared.
It's like Goldilocks, not too hot, not too cold. We're getting ready to get into it. So please take my word for this. I actually was just DMing on my talker about this. You need to call AAA quick to lock in the date you want. this poor My Talker did procrastinate and the date that he needed to move wasn't available. I don't want that to happen to you. So please, there are only so many crews you can imagine and they get booked up. So if you're listening to this on 35W or 100 and you're, and this is on your to-do list, move it to the top. 612-588-MOVE and book your move with AAA Movers. AAA Movers has so many programs to help you. I've moved with them 4 times and I just wouldn't move with anybody else, period. 612-588-MOVE or go to AAAMovers.com.
If you're
Two Fairy Godfathers available right now. We are giving our review of the new Tron roller coaster and all the drama with it. Plus, you'll hear the story of how Colin's pool outfit almost led to us being removed from the state of Florida.
Was it tiny? Was it too bright?
Oh, girl. Just, oh, God. He looked like, again, Mrs. Roper.
I love it.
Mixed with Richard Simmons without the baby oil. So you can hear that story right off the top. Please download it. It's, yeah. Two Fairy Godfathers, hit that subscribe button and look for us wherever you get your podcasts. And I appreciate it in advance.
Oh, yeah.
Giant seaweed blob. What is this?
Oh, my gosh. Jason.
Yeah.
Can you imagine seeing a giant seaweed blob from space? Because now you can.
What?
Yes. It is the width of the United States. And it's coming toward Florida.
Wait a minute.
5,000 miles wide.
A blob of seaweed.
Yes.
How is that even possible?
And it can be seen from space because it blooms. And then what's happening is it's not actually like breaking apart. It's just compiling. And year after year, it just adds to this blob. So right now, this algae is drifting between the Atlantic coast of Africa and the Gulf of Mexico. It's now some good stuff about it. It's absorbing carbon dioxide. So that's good. It provides habitat for some marine life. But it also, as it gets closer to shore, it wreaks havoc because it blocks the sun for coral and the air and water quality because it decomposes. And then people are getting sick from breathing it.
Gross.
It's pretty nasty. Yeah. What? So, oh, man.
And there's nothing they can do, I would imagine. Really. I mean, what do you can't. You know, the Mandalorian can't come down and blast it, you know.
Oh, that would be something, wouldn't it?
God, this season is so good, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. It is adventure mixed with cute aggression.
And fun. I just keep thinking the word fun. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take us off that, but I just thought.
I will happily divert to Grogu.
Oh, my God. That thing is so damn cute. And Amy Sedaris, I don't know. This is just a fun. It is it is just a great, fun adventure. It is fun. I know it seems sophomoric and simplistic, but that show is just fun to watch. Yeah. It's a delight. Anyway.
It really is. And, you know,
I got to see this blob.
You know, man. You got to see the seaweed blob. So, you know, if you're looking for something to talk about around the water cooler, you know, ooh, look at that sea blob.
Seaweed.
It's twice the width of the United States, Jace.
Well, there it is.
Gigantic and can be seen from space. What would you say to someone who hasn't watched The Mandalorian? Do they need to start from the beginning?
Yes.
It does give you context, but I'm wondering if you could just start the season.
No.
No?
Okay. No.
Yeah. To get the real, you start from the beginning, but okay, you just want some cuteness. Start with season 3.
Look at that. That is disgusting.
Can you imagine you're swimming in the water? You're like, ooh, what is that? Oh, it's some seaweed.
Well,
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I don't go into the shark's house. I don't go into the ocean. Right. Ocean is the shark's house. You don't even
bodyboard, do you?
No, girl.
Would paddleboarding?
I barely take off my shirt. I'm like Barbara Streisand. I wear a turtleneck when I go into the ocean. Are you kidding? No, I'm actually getting more comfortable shirtless. But yeah. Oh, there's look, massive. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
That's a good looking weatherman. Or.
Oh, really?
Massive. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Let's take a listen to this. This is from a newscaster, News 6 in Florida. He looks okay, here we go. Let's listen to what they have to say about this locally. Oh, it's very dramatic, girl. Very dramatic.
Well, it is
a
seaweed blob.
Seaweed blob that's so large it's visible from space is heading towards Florida's Gulf Coast. Sargassum blooms are nothing new, but science...
I'm sorry. Sarcasm blooms?
Sargassum. Yeah.
Sargassum blooms?
Yeah, that's what they're called.
Sargassum blooms are...
You got to be careful saying that, don't you? They keep blooming.
Yeah, it's over after a couple seconds. There we go. Yeah.
Sargassum blooms are nothing new, but scientists say this one could be the largest in history and could also be a threat to our coastline. Uh-huh. News 6's Molly Reed spoke to one of the state's lead researchers tracking its movement.
Oh, I want to hear
this. This is a totally new oceanographic phenomenon.
The massive seaweed bloom is nearly 5,000 miles wide, growing where this type of seaweed doesn't historically bloom.
It wasn't until 2011 that we began to see this unusual bloom develop in the central tropical Atlantic Ocean.
Florida Atlantic University researcher Brian LaPointe has been tracking the growth of the brown seaweed called sargassum and says it hit a big spurt this year.
It had a lot of spargasms. That's what happened. That's what
happens. Really gasming.
When you have spargasms and you don't have protection, what happens?
What happens, Jace?
You spawn more spargassum seaweed.
It starts blooming.
It starts
blossoming. That's
what happens when that happens. Yeah, that's from what I understand.
Wow. We need some birth control for this algae, yeah. It sounds like.
I'm waiting too much for... fun. You know what's going to happen? The drag queens are going to be blamed for this. Because it's heading to Florida. They're going to blame drag queens for this blob. That's coming up next. Those damn drag queens are reading to children. That's why. That's why there's a blob coming. Get out of here!
Ridiculous.
Give me a break.
Someone should be a seaweed blob drag queen. That would be kind of a fun costume, don't you think?
Yeah, that would be good. That's just I can't believe it's that long.
Yeah,
5,000 miles wide. Whew. Jiminy Christmas!
And
I can't. You know another phenomenon that's just awful.
Oh no!
And this is man made. Uh-oh. And I know the Star Tribune, Pioneer Press, all the local shows have done it. Potholes.
Oh, my God. I warned you.
Coming home last night,
oh,
I fell in one, and I had to get a damn burrow to get out. I got home about 2 hours. I had to rent a burrow. I had to get that donkey that Jimmy Kimmel pulled out from the Oscars to get out of a pothole in Minneapolis. Seriously, come on. I should have yelled. We had the mayor, Mayor Fry was in our building like last week. I should have yelled at him about that.
Mm-hmm.
And tagging. You know how I feel about that. I needed to yell at him about that. It's more MnDOT though, because it's really bad right now. I can't even drive. I'm not kidding. I can't drive down 35W South, leaving downtown into the southern burbs. If I look at the walls, the brand new walls from. And it gives me anxiety because there's so much tagging and graffiti. Same thing. But no, graffiti can be art. This is not art. This is just tagging.
You have to put your blinders on, huh?
I cannot look at it because it makes me so upset. But anyway, potholes.
Yeah.
I needed to yell at I needed to yell at Mayor Fry about this.
It's becoming hard to straddle them, you know? When you have them on both sides and you're like, well, which one do I want to dip into today? And then you hope that you pick the right one and that you can get out.
Kenny may need to start doing pothole reports. You know, forget traffic.
There's a big one.
There's a big one in Burnsville. They're awful, though.
Yeah.
And I know right now it's preaching kind of to the choir, but.
Oh, absolutely. But it's kind of a hard time because of the de-thaw. You know, can they even fill those right now safely? Because then would there be like a moisture barrier in there that could cause problems later? Man, we need to figure out pothole science.
Or we need to get someone from MnDOT up here. We should book someone. We need to get someone from MnDOT.
Yeah. Because
they're also in charge of, help us understand potholes.
Yeah.
And then they're also in charge of the tagging removal on the highways. So I need to talk to them about that.
It's a double whammy there.
Because it's really bad. I mean, it's the worst I've ever seen it. We look like a Will Smith movie at the end. I should use a different apocalyptic analogy now. But anyway, Will Smith used to be a safe bet. Yeah.
You were talking something about Fresh Prince. I'm like, oh.
No.
You got
anyway.
One little fight.
Mm-hmm. But no, so avoid the potholes are just nuts. Just, we're with you. We hear you.
Yeah.
It's just, I hit one yesterday. I'm sure I damaged something on my car. It was so big. It was bad, 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 bad.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Uh-huh.
That's what it feels like.
When we come back, there's a rumor, a pretty big rumor floating around about someone that could be joining the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And this boy right here is real excited. Mm-hmm. That and more when we come back. It's Tuesday. That means Red Cow and Red Rabbit are open. Hey, everybody. It's Jace live for my family at Red Cow and Red Rabbit. Run to Red Tuesday through Fridays for happy hour. That's right. Happy hours are Tuesday through Friday, 2 to 5. At Red Cow, I was just there last week with my British friends. We basically ordered everything. I wanted them to try everything. We got my their famous chips and dip. I mean, let me just stop right there and say, few things in life make me more excited than homemade chips, okay? That come out of the kitchen warm. And then you dip it in homemade onion dip that has won awards. Come on. I mean, warm potato chips, crispy. Oh, okay. Anyway. We got the double barrel burger and more. Now, happy hour menu is a whole different menu. They have things on there like Memphis fries, ahi tuna tacos, and more. Plus, great deals on wine, beer, and cocktails. So today for happy hour, run to Red.
Chan has some dinner.
I'm riding a
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Right here on My Talk. Everything entertainment, everything Mandalorian. So good. New episodes on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Just such a great season so far. I know we're only two into it, but.
What an adventure.
Yeah. It's just. Pedro's so good.
Yeah, and, that voice.
Yeah. Just the effects. I mean, everything. It's so, so, so good.
I think we could play Mandalorians, don't you think?
I don't know about that. Yeah.
No, you don't want a jetpack and if we mess up our lines, we just read them over again. You know, we got a mask on.
I don't know about that.
They save so much money on makeup.
Uh-huh. I don't know about that. Yeah. Welcome back to the show. I saw a tweet that got me very excited, and it's from my teenage crush, Nicolette Sheridan.
Oh, I was going to say, which one?
Yeah, exactly. Nicolette Sheridan was on Desperate Housewives as Edie Britt. And then, before that, she was on Knott's Landing, and that's when I developed a huge crush on her.
I always think of her with Michael Bolton.
Oh, well, yeah. That's how, I mean, there's a couple points of pop culture references for Nicolette. Whether you know her from Desperate Housewives or Michael Bolton or another marriage, or Knott's Landing. So she was on the reboot, that horrible reboot of Dynasty for a while. But
oh, that's why she would be absolutely perfect for what she tweeted about.
Uh-huh.
Because there's so many different generations that have a touch point.
Yep. So here's the headline that made me excited from page six. Nicola Sheridan, desperate Beverly Hills producers knocking on my door. Nicola Sheridan says that Bravo producers are going the extra mile in an effort to cast her on the 13th season of Beverly Hills. She tweeted a couple days ago on Saturday, knocking at my door, how desperate are y'all to have me?
What does that mean?
Well, desperate is a Desperate Housewives reference, obviously.
Oh, no, no, I do know that part for sure, but I'm wondering, to tweet your own news like that, is she trying to get some, like, just buzz around that?
Maybe.
Is it already a done deal, is my question, or is she, like, convince me, fans?
Maybe it's a convincing to see what the public thinks of it.
Okay. Because it feels very dramatic. It's not like it's coming from Andy or any of the other cast members.
Yeah. Well, Nicolette can be, I love her, but Nicolette can be dramatic. My girl can be very dramatic and eccentric.
Yeah.
But
I guess this is just another example of that.
Oh, yeah. I think this would be epic.
If you were one of the producers, you'd feel the same way, right? If it's true.
I would book her immediately, like right now.
Like, what do you want to sell?
Oh, whatever they need. Whatever they need. Because, you know, she was married to Harry Hamlin before. She was with Harry Hamlin before Lisa.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wow. Well, and now without Lisa on the show.
Uh-huh. Yep. So this would be juicy as hell. And she's eccentric enough and wild enough to cause some good drama on Beverly Hills.
Oh, my God. And Rinna said that she was having an affair with Michael Bolton while Hamlin was in Canada.
Yep.
And that's why their marriage ended.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. Oh.
Of course,
Nicolette has denied these claims, but.
The cast they have right now without Rinna, still a really good cast.
Who do you think she's going to, like, agreed. And there's a lot of them, Jason.
There's a lot of them. There's a ton. Oh, my God. Beverly Hills has 8 million wives. So it was kind of good that Rinna left. And what's her name? Who just joined last year. I didn't like her either.
Oh.
The very, very rich woman.
Yeah.
Anyway, she left too.
Yeah, good. That one.
She was a non-entity anyway. But this would just add a thread of drama.
Who do you think she'll clash with the most?
You know, I actually think she would clash with Kyle.
Interesting.
I don't think she would get along with Kyle. Okay. And maybe Sutton. Maybe she would clash with Sutton. I can see their styles not going well together. I can actually see her clashing with everyone. Nicolette is is very special. And I.
Well, look what happened with Desperate Housewives.
Uh huh. And I love her.
And
I say
fake.
That. Yeah, I say that with Ringo Starr.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
My girl is special.
Well, that's why she works. She's going to bring the trouble. She's special.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Yeah. I love you, Nicolette, but I'm just saying.
She's 60 this November, so, we have the same birthday.
Really?
November 21st.
I did not know that you share that birthday with Nicolette.
Yeah. Wow. But she'll be turning 60, and in Nicolette style, don't you think she'd have a big jam?
Yes.
Jamboree? That you want to be there.
Oh, I would like, I would, Lisa, if she's listening, I would like her to invite me. Yeah. I would love to be at her party.
There.
I want to. Dear Nicolette, I am Liz Lemon. And
I want to go to there.
Yes, that's please, all you Nicolette.
Say. So, what do you buy Nicolette as a gift?
Me.
Just wrap yourself me. In a bow.
I'll be her houseboy. I'll take care of her horses. I'll do whatever she wants.
Oh, houseboy.
I would
That's
be horrible.
Not a gift.
No, I would be a horrible. I don't do physical labor, but I would do anything else though. I'd clean her pool.
Did you say a horse boy?
Because she has horses. She loves horses. She has a beautiful piece of property.
Okay,
I help take care of her horses.
You help take care of the horses. Oh, maybe she has a mini one, and we know.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
I love her very much. So, just saying.
I just wanted to make sure you said the horse and not something else.
No. I do love her, though. When we come back, we're going to talk to our good friend, Liz. Stay with us. Back in a moment.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor.
From, like, the 70s or 80s.
I'm starved. Got any pizza in the freezer?
We make fresh pizza.
That's complicated.
Not anymore. We use pizza in a skillet from Chef Boyardee.
You really make it fresh in a skillet?
Sure. Everything comes in the box. And you make it on top of the stove in just 15 minutes.
Just spread the dough, then add the sauce and shredded cheese. Making it fresh makes it delicious.
Mmm, delicious. And so fast.
Pizza in a skillet from Chef Boyardee. Cook delicious homemade pizza in just 15 minutes. Da, da,
da. This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. Da, da, da. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Disgusting.
I never did that.
No. I don't think the product lasted very long for a reason. When you hear pizza in a skillet.
Yeah.
By Chef Boyardee. Can you imagine the chemicals and the preservatives that the good chef had to put in that crap to keep it up, to keep it shelf safe? You know what I mean? That's the problem.
Now one thing I did live for though were the raviolis.
I know you like those. Oh God.
My gosh. Wow.
It had a funky aftertaste. Just a real funky aftertaste. And the tomato sauce was always kind of bitter to me.
Oh, and I just found it sweet.
No. Which just told me that it was pumped full of some chemical to keep it shelf safe for decades.
Oh, yeah. That's probably why it was good.
probably why. Let's talk to Liz.
Hello, Liz. I think we need to talk.
She's a sweetie.
I'm going to have a word with Liz here.
It's time for Tuesday with Liz.
Every Tuesday morning like clockwork.
Hello, Liz.
Well, hello, Liz,
who joins us on the phone for our Tuesday visit. Hello, Liz.
Hi, everybody.
Liz.
How you doing, Liz?
Oh, I'm doing fine, considering everything that's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Liz, first of all, we don't go outside. There's potholes everywhere. We don't want you falling into a pothole.
I know.
Yeah.
Oof, yeah.
I fell into one yesterday, Liz. I had to get a burrow to get me out of it.
Well, some of them around here are that big. I'll tell you, it really gets bad in Minnesota in the winter.
Yeah. We don't want to lose you. I don't want you stepping outside. You could fall right into a pothole. We'd have to get a machine.
I believe it. We've got a couple on our street that are so deep you could hear the charge. You know, the cars clunking when they go into one of those. So
I know. That's it.
Better safe than sorry.
That's it, Lex. I got to call Jacob. Anyway, hey, Liz, we thought it'd be fun today because it's just the two of us. Lex, it's just the three of us.
The three of us.
We thought it'd be fun to play a little game. You've played this one before. We're going to play Would You Rather. Here we go.
It's time to make a choice.
Oh, here we go.
Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather.
Okay, here we go. You're going to listen to, while we play, delightful music from department stores in the 60s and 70s.
Nice.
Okay. Let's see here. Here we go. Let's go to a good one with Liz first. Nope, can't do that one with Liz.
Is it Nazi?
Very not. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Would you rather relive the same day for 365 days or lose 2 years off your life?
Oh, boy. If I would rather lose 2 years off my life. I'd go crazy if I had to live the same day forever like that. Oh, my God. Especially if it was a rotten day to begin with.
Yeah, because you would have no control over that. It would just be a random day, and if it was a horrible day, oh, my God. Ugh. Lex, how about you?
Oh, 100% agree. I want diversity in my day. And if that means I have to die 2 years earlier, at least yeah. then
it's
I
worth it.
Right.
Yeah. I will agree with the two of you, because my luck, I would get the worst day ever. You know what I mean? That would be my damn luck, yeah. Okay, here we go. Would you rather be covered in fur or covered in scales?
Ooh. Oh, boy. I think I'd rather be in fur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Lex?
Mainly because I think scaly things are kind of creepy. At least with fur, you're warm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Survive the winters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to be furry, although I would like to try both.
Yeah, I would like to see what most, you know, a lot of animals are like that are a water animals. I would like to see what it looks underneath the water, especially out in the ocean.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Avatar life, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, what you doing, Jace? You going to be a furry bear?
No, I'm halfway there, but I mean, I'm going to try scales. I'm going to try. Okay. I'm going to look like a little lizard, like a little skank.
Oh, okay.
A skink.
Have you got a good reason for it, Jason?
Well, I have a good reason to be us. And no, good. Oh, God. Skank. Skank, everybody. It's a small lizard. Okay, here we go.
All I heard was skank.
I heard, too. Anyway, we'll take that out in editing. Here we go.
Skank.
Uh-huh. Would you rather have constantly dry eyes or a constant runny nose?
Ew.
I think I'd rather have a runny nose compared to dry eyes.
That's the truth.
At least with a runny nose, you can blow it. With dry eyes, it's almost impossible to keep them from being dry, even if you use liquid drops. You know,
just rubbing it and right. I mean, at least you have another hole to breathe out of, too.
Yeah.
Lex, what are you doing?
Definitely the runny nose. We'll just make a cute accessory with tissue at the end that just, right on the upper lip, it just stays right there. Collect little buckets.
I could just see that.
Yeah. Oh, God, that just seems so annoying, though, but so does a dry eye. Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I mean, they're both horrible, but I'll go with runny nose.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Would you rather have to spend the rest of your life with someone who never showers or someone who never brushes their teeth?
I think I would prefer the person that never brushes their teeth, because somebody that never showers would be totally overwhelming after a period of time.
Yeah. You're putting that so politely. Yes, I love it. Yeah.
Well, I could say it the right way. Would you want me to?
No, I was laughing. I think it's perfect.
Oh, yeah. It's a good way. They're stanky.
Yeah.
I guess you just have them turn their face during lovemaking, maybe.
Yeah.
Or you duct tape
them. Well, maybe they not brush their teeth, but maybe they gargle.
That's true. Give them a mint or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Altoid life.
Right. Yeah. I guess, I mean, they're not towel wiping, right? Or like.
No. They can't take any type of. No.
Their body.
They can't do any of that.
Yep. Well, then, give me the halitosis.
Yeah. I'll just keep Altoids on demand.
Right.
Okay, we'll end on a fun one. Here we go. Would you rather be an excellent singer or a superb writer?
I think I'd rather be a superb writer because you can really go to town writing different kinds of things.
Yeah. I think I'm with you. I admire writers so much. I'm going to be a writer.
Ooh, and then Lex? I'll be your songstress. Just write me some good songs, you two.
Okay. You want to be a songstress?
Yes. Okay. Great singer. Yeah.
There we go. Lex will be our tiny songstress. That's right.
Reveal yourself, tiny songstress.
There we go. Liz, thank you, sweetie. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. And you guys have a really good week.
You too. Bye, Liz.
Bye.
You.
Bye, Liz.
We go from something we want to do to something we're forced to do. Second chance romance.
We're finding love, right?
No, we're not. When we come back.